Timothy wrote these words. And he said, a good soldier. So how do you become a good soldier in Jesus Christ? I'm glad you asked. I can still remember, and I've shared with you before, not everyone, but some in here have heard it, when I was watching Billy Graham one night, when I was in a really state of bad state one night, and Billy Graham was saying, if you want the peace of God, now's the time to get it. You can stand up and ask Christ into your heart. So I did it. I needed the peace at that time, and Jesus did come into my heart. And the next day I went to a Baptist church, First Baptist Church, and the pastor there, who I really loved, Reverend Howard Van Cise, was preaching. And I wasn't a learned person in the Bible, but he was teaching, and he taught from the first chapter of John. And you'll hear me say these verses many times, as we do the verses when you come in here and we say John 3:16. These verses are powerful that we need to understand and memorize in our heads. For John wrote in that first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him that was made, and nothing was made without Him. He came into His own, but His own received Him not. But as many as received Him gave He the power to become children of God. And as I think about these verses that we go over, in my mind I can understand why Christianity isn't growing now. It's because people do not understand that Jesus Christ is God. There's a whole bevy of people out there who believe that Jesus was just a created being. Jesus is God. We believe in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We say it every week when we start getting on the, when we'll start to say that again, the Apostles' Creed. But so many people don't believe that Jesus is God. They believe this, they believe that, they believe this, they believe that. And without believing that Jesus is God, it holds them back. How can they join? How can they get there? We have many things that we need to do. The Word spoke, tells us that Jesus really was God. And I thank Pastor Van Cise after that. This is what divides the whole world right now. From the beginning, believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Other faiths believe that Jesus was a prophet, a good prophet, but only a prophet. And others simply believe He was a created being by God. The true Christians must become a soldier for Christ to win the battle of the hearts for other people. To win the battle over those who do not believe is shown the beliefs, then they'll understand, for Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. For us to become a good soldier, we must become a good leader first and a good learner. Hold fast to verses that come to you, that touch you. Hold fast with those and learn those verses, because you'll need them as you grow older and as you grow closer to God. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 3:15, I love this verse, he says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to everyone that asks you a reason of your hope and of your faith. We're to be ready to answer why we believe in Jesus Christ. So keep some verses in your heart. We become a follower once we know the truth, and once we come to Christ, we become a follower. We follow Christ into His church. It's an awesome thing to watch y'all when we greet each other in Christian love, because we're all Christians and we come together and we all know each other now. And it's a neat thing. We're with each other when you're sick, we're with each other when you're healthy, we're with each other when you're married 56 years, you know. But we know each other. We're a family, and that's what God wants us to be. And once we become a learner of the Scripture, those who do not believe don't understand that Jesus Christ is what He is. They don't understand what He gave up. They don't understand a thing about Him too much, other than they think He's a created being. But Jesus put off the form of man and put off the form of God and put on the form of man. Can you imagine that? Right now we believe He's seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and the Holy Spirit is here in our hearts, one God, three persons. But can you imagine someone loving you so much that He would leave His throne? Jesus, who created all things, leave His throne, put off the form of God, and put on the form of man to die for you and me and someone that loves you that very much. Every day I pray, and it's not going to happen in this lifetime, I pray and ask God to show me how to love Him as much as He loves me. That's God. He's far above me. But that's how much they love us, and that's how much we need to draw close unto them. So we become a follower. Once we become a follower, then we should be able to become what we call a soldier. And what a soldier is for God is and for Jesus is one who upholds our faith. People will tell you this and that and this and that, but you get our faith and you hold on to it. It's our faith. We're soldiers. And we can tell others about it. We serve the Lord through His church and through the world. And I read an illustration that kind of tells us a little bit about it more. The Emperor Napoleon was reviewing some troops in Paris. And in giving an order, he told his horse to take off. And when he did, the horse, the bridle went over its head, said Napoleon was holding onto the saddle, that little thing, and the horse was running crazy. And this young man saw it, and he raced. A young soldier saw it, and he raced, and he got a hold of the horse's bridle and held it and pulled the bridle back up to where Napoleon had it. Probably saved his life. Napoleon said, "Well done. Well done, Captain." And the young man said, "Captain, what am I captain of?" And he said, "You're my captain." So the young man after that went to a group of people who were sitting down. They were all soldiers, generals, and on high fire and that. And he sat down with them, and one of them said, "Why are you with us?" He said, "Well, I'm a soldier, and I'm now a captain." He said, "Who gave you the right to be captain?" And he said, "Napoleon." And with that, the guy closes. He said, "I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of that." We can become children of God. And someone's going to say to you, "Why do you think you're a child of God?" It's because Jesus said. It's because Jesus, God Himself, died for us. And we can become a child of God by believing in Him. It's an awesome thing. And as we think about this, once we have become a learner and a follower and a servant, I spoke a couple of weeks ago or last week, I can't remember now when it was, but I spoke about a woman, a sinner, who washed Jesus' feet with tears from her eyes and with her hair. You know, when Jesus met with the disciples for that Last Supper, He put a robe around Him and He washed the feet of all His disciples because He wanted to show them that the servant is the greatest amongst all. Lord Jesus would have us to become a soldier protecting our faith in Christ. Those who do not believe don't understand that Jesus Christ is the giver of human life. They do not understand that Jesus Christ is the one that wants a family of God. They don't understand that Jesus Christ is the one that gets us an inheritance that's out of this world. If only non-believers knew that Jesus was God, if only they knew that, I'm telling you. If they knew that Jesus Christ was God, a non-believer then would have to worry about the sentence that comes to him by not believing. If only they knew that He loved them so much that He put off the form of God and put on the form of man and died for each one of them, I think there would be a multitude of people that would come to Christ if they only knew the truth. We as believers of Christ hold the keys to eternal life, and the keys are to Jesus Christ. We can show others the truth, and the truth will set them free. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, for giving us the knowledge. We thank You, Lord, for giving us the insight. We thank You, Lord, for telling us who Jesus is. We thank You, Jesus, for leaving Your throne and coming to us that love us so much that we cannot understand the love You have for us, but You do. If only, Lord, You would give us the words to tell others that Jesus is God in whatever way we can, Lord. That He holds the keys to eternal life. That He is the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. And no one comes to the Father but through Him. Lord, these are Jesus, Your own words, Jesus. If only others would understand that. If only they would understand that. It would be the biggest revival the world has ever known if they would only come to understand that Jesus Christ is God. We thank you for that, Lord, and I ask your blessing upon this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen.